Welcome to another Bosco Break. From the outside looking in, life of a college athlete seems to compare to the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Seems that a normal day for a college athlete includes automatic A's from professors, trainer massages, and free everything. Although the free shirts that are required to sweat through 6 days a week are pretty great, a normal day inside the life of a student athlete during season looks a little more like this. You wake up to the sound of your blaring alarm at 5 a.m. to roll over and look outside, just to make sure the sun hasn't come up yet and you are not late. Head to the bathroom to complete your morning rituals, then return to the bedroom to get dressed for your morning workout. Before walking out, you gather your three bags: the drawstring workout bag that holds your shoes and equipment, the bag that has your change of clothes for the day, and finally, your backpack that includes your schoolwork and computer. As you walk out, you grab a protein bar and banana to hold you over for the next 6 hours of the day. Finally, you open the door to be greeted by the brisk January morning colds. It's 5:30 a.m. 15 minutes and a long chilly walk later, you arrive at the gym. In the locker room, you and your other teammates strip the sweats you are wearing and grab the binders coach has required you to carry around. After that, you make your way to the training room to do some preventive stretches and get your ankles taped. The clock strikes 5:45 a.m. and it's time to hit the court. "If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late," coach always says. Begin team stretches and loosen your muscles before you get driven into the ground now. Practice went over. 2 hours later, sweaty, exhausted, and late for class, you run to the locker room to change and head to your first class of the day. Sitting in your 8 a.m. class after a workout can make your eyes a little heavy. The decision between taking a quick snooze or listening to the material that your professor is spewing is becoming a struggle. Finally, after two dreadful lectures, you are free for an hour to grab some lunch. For most athletes, outside of dinner, lunch is the highlight of the day. After lunch, it's right back to the classes for some more lecture and occasionally a video relief. When classes are done at 3, coach requires study hall hours to make sure you are keeping up with your homework. Hour and a half of homework. Check. Since you are already back in the gym team room, might as well get some extra shots up while you're here, right? You got lost in the fun part. Losing yourself in game? Oh, and in time. It's 6:30 p.m. You hurry to the dining hall before it closes, stuffing as much pasta and chicken onto your plate that will fit. After almost swallowing your plate whole, you head back to your room to digest and relax before the second practice of the day. While laying on the bed checking Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter feeds, you debate on taking a 20-minute nap. Knowing you're going to wake up groggy, you avoid the stress of not being able to play to the best of your ability and decide to head out to practice early. Arriving at the gym, you are forced to wait for the other athletic teams to finish up with their gym time. As they clear out of the weight room, you look at the clock and realize it's 8 p.m. Go time. After pumping iron for an hour straight, it takes a toll on your body. Head back to the training room now and get some ice on those muscles. As you're waddling back to your room with ice strapped to your knees, you call a fellow classmate to meet you at home to study for that anatomy quiz tomorrow morning. After walking through your door at 9:30 p.m., you can't wait to get in a hot shower and rinse the long day off. You get out to find your classmate waiting for you and immediately start studying. 12 a.m., and you finally get to crawl into bed. Setting your alarm for 5 a.m., you pull up Netflix to watch Sons of Anarchy, but fall asleep before it ends, knowing it'll all happen again tomorrow. The glory of it? You wouldn't have it any other way. That's your Bosco Break. Thanks for listening. Back to the show.